Welcome to Self-Discipline, the Master Key to Success. And here is Dr. George Ayu.
Your success in life depends more on the person you become than on the things you do or acquire. Aristotle wrote, "The ultimate end of life is the development of character." Plato said, "The first and best victory is to conquer self." Have you ever wondered why some people are more successful than others? Have you wondered why you have planned a lot of things to do, but you don't get to do it? You know, I have worked with a lot of people who want to be successful. I have taught them. I have done all sorts of things, and I discovered that one of the reasons why people are not achieving their dreams in life is because of a lack of self-discipline. I have always said to delegates in my conferences and workshops that their worst enemy is the self, and that when they learn to conquer the self, they begin the journey to a successful and thriving life. Put another way, it is only you who can stop you to be you. Why are you not following through the actions or the plans that you have put in place? You want to be successful. You want to pursue a thriving career. You want to make it in life. And all the other things that you've promised yourself. But are you doing what it takes and what it requires to be all that you want to be? What is self-discipline? Self-discipline is the ability to control your feelings and overcome your weaknesses. You don't go by your feelings. You don't go by your weaknesses. You still do what you have to do. Self-discipline is the ability to pursue what you think is right despite numerous temptations to abandon it. We all have the temptations to abandon this or that. We all have the temptation to give up on life. We all have the temptation to abort dreams. We all have the temptation to stop our progress. You see, self-discipline is also referred to the training that you give yourself to accomplish a certain task or activity. You see, self-discipline is about perseverance, keeping on, even when the going is tough. Self-discipline is about not giving up on life. Self-discipline is also about restraining yourself from doing the wrong things, or restraining yourself from thinking the wrong thoughts, or restraining yourself from going to the wrong places. Self-discipline is about endurance, keeping on, not giving up, finishing the race, being focused, putting on the blinds so that you are focused, tunnel vision. Self-discipline is about finishing what you started. You see, someone said that it is very easy to start something, but it's very difficult to finish. It is not what you start that matters. It is how well you finish what you've started. Self-discipline is your ability to carry out your decisions and plans in spite of inconvenience, hardships, or obstacles. I know a lot of people who've come up with a lot of plans and the things they want to achieve in life, and they begin to experience inconveniences. They begin to experience lapses. They begin to experience hardships and different forms of obstacles. And you see, your ability to carry out your decisions in spite of all the hindrances is what self-discipline is all about. Self-discipline is all about self-control, the ability to avoid unhealthy excess of anything that could lead to negative consequences. You know, you can avoid a lot of things in life. You could have avoided most of the negative consequences of your life if only you practiced self-control and self-discipline. Self-discipline is also your ability to forgo instant and immediate gratification and pleasure in favor of some greater gain or more satisfying result, even if this requires effort and time. You see, I know a lot of people want immediate gratification and pleasure, and they do these things at the detriment of moving forward and being successful. You see, one quality that most philosophers, teachers, and experts agree on is the importance of self-discipline. They said that self-discipline helps you develop. Self-discipline helps you be successful in life. You see, self-discipline is the key to a great life. Without it, you cannot have success in your life. So the philosophers, the teachers, and the experts have agreed that to make it in life, you need self-discipline. So here are a few questions for you to answer. Why are some people more successful than others? Why are they more successful than others? You see, the answer lies in what successful people do. The more successful people are doing things that the unsuccessful ones don't do. Why is it that most people come up with excuses for not reaching their goals in life? They blame the government, they blame their spouses, they blame their education, they blame God, they blame all sorts of people and things about their failure in life. You see, until you stop making the excuses, you will not make it in life. Why is it that people who are hungry to be more, to do more, have more, and be more than they are currently, do not seem to be making any headway? There must be a reason. You see, to be successful in life and to achieve great things in life, you must become a different person. Someone defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, but expecting a different result. What matters in life is the quality of person you must become to be successful. You see, success begins from the inside out because you manifest what is within you. Every single person has two worst enemies to success. These enemies impact your ability to have inner peace, loving relationships, happiness, and personal fulfillment. Before discussing these two enemies, it is important to know that self-discipline is the key to success, while the lack of self-discipline is the major cause of failure, frustration, underachievement, and unhappiness in life. Let's have a look at the two worst enemies of success. The first is the path of least resistance. The law of least resistance causes you to take the easy way in almost every situation you encounter in life. People along this path seek a shortcut to everything the world throws at them. People along the path of least resistance have the following characteristics. They tend to arrive at work at the very last minute and leave at the first opportunity. They look for get-rich-quick schemes and pursue avenues to make easy money. They develop the habit of always seeking an easier, faster way to get the things they want rather than doing what is hard, smart, relevant, important, but necessary to achieve real success. The second is what we call the expediency factor. This is an extension of the law of least resistance and is worse in leading countless number of people to failure, underachievement, and frustration in life. This law says you invariably seek the fastest and easiest way to get the things you want right now with little or no concern for the long-term consequences of your behavior. Put another way, you do what is expedient, what is fun and easy, rather than what is necessary for success. Every single day of your life, you are continuously fighting the battle to do what is hard, relevant, and necessary, or doing what is fun, easy, and of little value. every single day, hour, minute, second, you must fight and win the battle with the expediency factor and resist with all you've got the pull of the path of least resistance if you are to fulfill your potential and all that you were born to be. Remember that you were born to win in every single aspect of your life. To be successful and fulfilled, to unlock your potential and to achieve your dreams, you must embrace self-mastery by controlling what is controlling you. Someone said, if you do not master what is mastering you, control what is controlling you, you are a candidate for disaster. Success is only feasible when you can master your own emotions, your appetites, self-imposed limitations, value conflicts, and inclinations. Your emotions can work for you or work against you. Your emotions can drag you downwards or move you upwards. Your appetites, on the other hand, can enable you with energy and vitality, or they can stagnate your progress or enslave you to non-performance. Your self-imposed limitations will cause you to doubt your abilities and potential. These limitations cause you to remain in the comfort zone and stop you from getting out of the boat or even leaving the shore. When your values are in conflict with what you are thinking or doing, you can and will never move fast enough. Values are what empower, enable, and equip you to fulfill your dreams. When your values are misaligned, you will never be successful in life. You see, your ability to control yourself and your actions, control what you say and do, and ensuring that your behavior is in consonance or agreement with your long-term goals and objectives is the true mark of an achiever. To be successful, you must practice self-denial. This will require you to deny yourself the easy pleasures, the temptations that lead so many people astray, and instead discipline yourself to do only those things that you know are right for the long term and appropriate for the moment. I know of a young man who is brilliant, articulate, hardworking, and had so much going for him. He was accepted as an engineering student specializing in chemical engineering. His starting salary after graduation is between $60,000 to $80,000, depending on the organization he's working for. Not so bad for someone starting in life and without a family. However, this young man took to drinking and going to the club every often. As a result of this behavior, this young man started performing poorly in his grades and was finally dropped from the engineering program. He is now very frustrated, in pain, depressed, stressed, broke, and in debt. You see, if you do not control what is controlling you, you might just end up like this young man. At the time of recording this program, the young man in question is looking for avenues to get his life back. You see, self-discipline and self-denial is the master key to success. To be successful requires delayed gratification. This is your ability to put off satisfaction in the short term in order to enjoy greater rewards in the long term. I have met and talked with countless numbers of people who have spent what they should have invested in buying things for instant gratification. Some have a huge mortgage on houses they could not afford, large plasma TV screens they do not have the time to watch, going on elaborate vacations on borrowed money, driving expensive cars they pay for on a monthly basis, and other things. Someone made this observation about rich or wealthy people and poor people. He said, the rich and wealthy invest all that they earn and live off what is left. On the other hand, the poor spend or live on all that they earn and invest what is left, which on all occasions is zero. To be successful requires you to make the necessary sacrifice for the short term, both large and small, in order to assure greater results and rewards in the long term. You need to spend many hours and even years preparing, studying, and even upgrading your skill to make yourself more valuable. In this way, you will have a better future. This is about discipline. Your ability to think, plan, and work hard in the short term, and also to discipline yourself to do what is right and necessary before you do what is fun and easy, is the key to creating a spectacular future for yourself and your family. So, what are the consequences of lack of self-discipline? There are two laws that govern the lack of self-discipline. The first is the law of unintended consequences. This law states that the unintended consequences of an action can be far worse than the intended consequences of that behavior because of the lack of long-term thinking. There are numerous brilliant people working in labor or hard jobs when they should have been working in high-income paying jobs. They embraced behaviors that were harmful to their career development and are now living a life of quiet desperation. They have settled to meeting the very basic necessities of life. They never intended to be confronted with the current realities of life. But here they are. Here they are, facing and dancing to the music of past behavior and lack of self-discipline. The second is the law of perverse consequences. This law says that a short-term action aimed at immediate gratification lead to perverse or the opposite consequences from those at which it was aimed. An example of this law is your investment of time, money, or emotion with the desire and intent to be better off and happy as a result. But because you acted without careful thinking or doing your homework or due diligence, the consequences of your behavior turn out to be far worse than if you had done nothing at all. Have you experienced this phenomenon? I personally went through this painful experience a couple of years ago. I have always been interested in the health and wellness business because I want to see people make health a habit. I want to see people well. I want to see people living a great life. I want to see people having vitality in their life and doing the things that they want to be in life. As a result of this interest, I kept researching for a possible health food store franchise to invest in. One became available, and without carrying out a serious due diligence, I invested in the business. Within a month of opening the business, I lost an investment of $30,000 with additional debts to pay over time. On hindsight, I wish I did not invest in this business in the first place. You may have made similar mistakes in the past where you came out worse off than you had envisaged. If you want to be successful, you must develop the habit of self-discipline. When you regularly discipline yourself to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not, and refuse to make excuses, you become successful. Bad habits are so easy to form, but hard to live with. On the other hand, good habits are hard to form, but very easy to live with. Goethe said, "Everything is hard before it's easy." It is a challenge to form the habits of self-discipline, self-mastery, and self-control. However, once you have developed these habits, they become automatic and easy to practice. Napoleon Hill, in his best-selling book, said, "Self-discipline is the master key to riches." Self-discipline is the key to self-esteem, self-respect, and personal growth. When you develop self-discipline, you begin to overcome all the obstacles and create a wonderful life for yourself and your family. Your ability to practice self-discipline is the true test of being successful or failing in life. So you may ask, how do I develop self-discipline? How do I commit to doing the things I want to do and make it happen, and do them. Here are a few ideas on how to develop self-discipline. Point number one, decide what you really want in life and define what success means to you. Because you see, when you really want, you really know what you want in life, you channel your energy, you channel your resources, you channel your time to make sure you achieve it. So make a decision on what you really want in life. Have that clarity in your mind. Set the goals you want to achieve. You see, only 5% of all people set goals. And yes, success is about goal setting and goal achievement. Set your goals that you want to achieve. Point number three, identify areas of your life that you need to conquer, master, or control in order to be successful. In other words, identify all the excess baggage that you're carrying. Identify all those things that are hindering your progress. Identify all those addictions and all those negative things that are causing you not to achieve in life. And when you identify these areas, you should make a plan of action to take control. Point number four, practice the slight edge principle, which says you should do something each day, no matter how small, towards your goals. Work every single day towards your goals and dreams, because whatever you do, no matter how small it is, incrementally adds up. Point number five, hold yourself responsible to a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. Set your standards, achieve your standards, and outperform your standards. Point number six, let go your excuses and self-pity. You are the architect of your life, and therefore paint the picture of your life as you would like to see it. Point number seven, learn to do the right thing even if it is uncomfortable. You see, at times doing right is difficult. And so, no matter how uncomfortable it is, just do it. Point number eight, break all habits holding you back. Let go. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but is a habit. Point number nine, eliminate all negative emotions. You have to let go the negative emotions, because negative emotions just suck your energy and drive you downwards. When you eliminate all negative emotions and you embrace positive emotions, you will go up and up and up. Point number 10, be persistent, because persistence is self-discipline in action. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your aspirations. You see, when you practice self-discipline over and over and over again, it becomes your second nature. It becomes your way of doing things. It becomes your philosophy. It becomes your habit. I encourage you and recommend that you listen to this audio CD on self-discipline over and over and over again until it becomes part and parcel of your philosophy, until it becomes part and parcel of your nature. And I guarantee you, if you continue to practice self-discipline, you will be very successful. It will amaze you how much you are able to achieve in a month or in a year. I wish you all the very best as you embrace these principles and as you embark on the journey of success. All the best.